Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So now we're down to two. Down to two. On the Democrat side. On the socialist side. The communist side. And apparently, now the president is the youngest man in the race. On the Democratic side, the party of diversity, the party of tolerance and all this other stuff, they're going to implode very, very soon, I think, because of, they just got a bunch of old white guys on there. Now, they are now the party of the old white guys, once again, which is what they accuse us of being, right? Of course, they don't like that very much when you get out there and point it out to them. But now you've got a pair of doddering crustaceans. You've got the crusty commie curmudgeon and the crusty comedy relief. And they both did well enough Tuesday to keep on going. Big Chief Warren, whose actual people call corn and not maize, has dropped out. As has Bloomberg, as has Buttigieg, as has Klobuchar, all of them. They've all dropped out. I'm glad Warren is out of there because she's one of these people that would just nag us to death to get what she wanted, and I just can't stand that. Now, the establishment would have liked for her to stay in it because she and the Bernie, they are very closely aligned with the way they think. They're both socialists for the most part, and they wanted her to siphon off the Chablis socialist votes away from her Marx brother. But the hapless halfling dropped out. $500 million lighter, and he's not just returning to his burrow. He'll want to remain a Dem player. He'd like to keep spending it like an NFL superstar in the champagne room at the Peppermint Pasty Gentleman's Club after getting his signing bonus paid in singles. And the little loser hopes to make it rain until he drowns Donald Trump in a sea of greenbacks. $578 million. And he got 30 delegates. Money can't buy votes. Just doesn't work. But the battle now is really for the shriveled heart of the Democrat Party. And nobody better represents the yin and yang of that dying collection of power-hungry elitists and the gasping greedos than the doddering socialist Sanders and that Biden guy who should, by all rights, be chasing that damn know-it-all squirrel around the park as we speak. Biden represents the establishment, and with his last 50 years of failure in Washington, tracking exactly his party's last 50 years of failure in Washington, Sanders represents the fresh face of a 150-year-old murder cult that only people as dumb as Hollywood stars, college kids, and the kale-gobbling hipsters would be stupid enough to let near power. If you're not seeing anything for you between them, there's a reason why. Whichever loser they choose, you can be sure that you'll be the enemy. With Sanders, you'll be a kulak. And with Biden, you'll be a kulak light. So basically, you'd be Ted Lewd either way. But under Joe, your end might come a little slower, as is his wont. The establishment is probably right about Sanders when they heed the injunction to never go full Red Guard. A lot of people try to draw an analogy between Sanders' anti-establishment populist insurgency and Donald Trump's anti-establishment populist insurgency, and warned that we would likely feel a third-degree burn in November. And while the nominee of a major party always has a theoretical chance to win, the fact that Trump beat the odds does not mean that the weirdo from Burlington is destined for victory. If you're a normal person, which most of us are, that means he wants to take your money, your guns, your doctor, your border, and even job. Now, if you're one of the American heroes who helped make us energy independent, he definitely wants to take your job. Trump wanted to do the opposite. A better analogy is Sanders' fellow garbage commie jerk, Jeremy Corbyn, who all the best people on Twitter told me was going to win, and instead of taking the Labour Party in England down into the figuratively, that figurative pulp fiction pawn shop basement to channel their inner Ving Rhames. You remember that? Not going too deep into that one. You have the center-left guy who is trying to be a leftist, and you have the leftist who is totally being a leftist, ignoring that most of America is not leftist curious. They all talk a really good game about unity, but we know that the second they have the chance, they'll do everything they can to ensure we never have a chance to vote their kind out again. Little loser Mike, in his remarkably clueless speech, given before he saw the writing written on the lower part of the wall after Super Tuesday, talked about how he would banish the forces of indecency, then literally a line later talked about unifying the country. When he says the forces, by the way, when he's saying the forces of indecency, that means the people that support Donald Trump. Which, that's hardly unifying to do stuff like that. Now, it's very hard to unify when you just call half of America indecent. But far be it from me to dare to criticize a genius who's won more primaries than me or you, albeit one more, and that was American Samoa at a cost of $500+ million. Now, Biden is an inanimate object, and everyone can see that he's the Trojan donkey the establishment hopes to use to sneak back into power. That means he can't very well capture the change zeitgeist. He is less... Trump is change. Trump is change. Absolutely. He never served in politics before. He went from nothing in politics to the top level of politics in one election. Sanders is a danger to the establishment because he actually believes the nonsense that he spews. He'd provide genuine change, but the problem is that with him, it would be changing us into his beloved Cuba. Now, Donald Trump has a change thing going for him in a good way. The dingus of Dover is the candidate of the past, and Vermont Stalin is the candidate of a dystopian future. And the flaws of those individuals, combined with the flaws of their poisonous leftist ideology like climate cultism, pronoun insanity, this makes them vulnerable to a guy who's not going to let the Candy Crowleys of the media, stuff a sock in his mouth when he's trying to, when he's trying to have a debate, unlike that sap Mitt Romney. Super Tuesday didn't settle anything. It did get rid of some other dead weight. This fight is going to go on for the next 6 months until one of these fossils wins. And then, at the end of that, Trump is going to kick the shift out of him right up into November. Not the Adam Schiff, of course, just the regular Schiff. This is the thing, and I was on Mark Walter's show earlier today. The Democrats, at this particular point, if you're a Democrat and you actually believe some of this junk you hear coming out of Nancy Pelosi's face and Chuck Schumer's face and everything, you've got to be nearly suicidal looking at these two guys standing up there. You've got a guy who thinks, when he greets a woman, he comes up, puts both of his hands on her shoulders, and sniffs her hair in front of her husband. I have met many ladies, and I always shake their hand. even the ones I'm familiar with, I'm not doing that. And he's older than me, but I sort of come from that, I was born in the 60s, so I sort of understand that time a little bit. And I can assure you, I never saw that when I was growing up. But whoever it is going to be taking the lamb to the lion in the first debate when they get in front of Trump. I'm looking forward to that. Going to get some Orville Redenbacher for that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
E. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now we have Super Tuesday in our rearview mirror. This is what all the Democrats were waiting on. And now that we have it, there's no clear-cut winner yet, although it has been whittled down. And the, you know, we need to take a moment and understand what the next several months until November the 3rd are going to look like and what we can do in the meantime. And let me explain something to you. It is quite the privilege to be sitting here on a mic talking to you about politics and the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights and everything, about freedom. Simply because, you know, I take that stuff really seriously. I know I'm not an educator. I know I'm not changing the world. But I do actually have this forum from which I can at least give you my opinions, let you know what I think about things, and hopefully stimulate a little bit of critical thought on your part to where you look at things a little differently. And if that happens, I'm happy. I don't expect you to take everything I say. So your choice to actually listen to the show is indicative of the fact that you feel the same way I do, unless you're listening to hate me, in which case you know, you're just listening to yell at it and maybe throw some heavy objects at it. I don't know. So do you get challenged when you're out there in the world? Do you get challenged by leftists? Maybe in the cubicle next to you or your crazy Bernie-loving brother-in-law at your next big family dinner? Do you go to school? Are you a conservative young college student and you get attacked by your America-hating college professor or maybe your Trump-hating neighbors? Do you want some help trying to engage with these folks and maybe get some counter-arguments in place to counter their MSNBC talking points? Now understand this. I'm not suggesting that you get into a fight. Far from it. I'm not suggesting that. Don't misconstrue what I'm telling you that I'm suggesting that. You know, right now our country is the strongest and healthiest when we aren't constantly obsessed with D.C. politics and we aren't at each other's throats in a death battle of ideas. Life does not have to be like a cable news panel argument. We should spend some more time obsessed with our kids' education and how we can help our neighbors, not out-debate them. That's what we should be doing. But unfortunately, that's not entirely realistic. The organized left in this country has been taught to get in our faces with direct action, which that's what they call it. They don't actually know what that means. They've been trained to inject their socialist political agenda into every facet of our lives. It's why we can't watch an awards show or a reality show or a movie or even a football game without leftist politics creeping into the storyline. And I've had enough of that. This is one of the reasons I don't even like to watch TV. We are past the time where we can simply say to ourselves, we're going to sit back and politely decline to engage in these tussles. That's gone. No longer will we stand on our principles as we stand on the sidelines while the left wins the day without ever facing any sort of substantive opposition. We can't let that happen. America is in the balance. And guess what? You live in it. So that means you're in the balance. For those of you that are my age, this means your grandchildren are in the balance. So how are you being insulted on your own Facebook page by a barrage of insulting comments from your old high school friends? How are you having to defend American values and free market capitalism from the IT guy at work who hangs AOC posters in his cubicle? What are your kids regurgitating at the dinner table after their daily indoctrination? I mean school. By the way, the school that you're paying for. Here's the good news, though. This is the good news. The winning argument is yours. We embrace the same ideals and values that guided Washington and Madison and Adams at our founding, instructed Lincoln in our darkest days, inspired Coolidge in resisting progressivism, and girded Reagan in his restoration of our nation from the brink of collapse. We don't have to shrink from this challenge just because the left is well-organized, well-funded, and shameless. They pick fights and expect us to cower in the face of their tactics. That bullying shouldn't be allowed to work. Not anymore. Stakes are too high. Whether the Democrats choose their natural spiritual leaders, Bernie Sanders, or if they go with their malleable, easily controlled dupe, Joe Biden, their agenda will be to implement full-on Marxism or a more insidiously creeping socialist-light agenda. And either way, our country is at a crossroads. And our future as a free nation depends on which direction we choose. And we've already chosen correctly the first time. But you hear this, you hear all these little phrases that you hear from the news, on the wrong side of history. Well, listen, you're on the right side of history. You think as the framers thought. Your value set is the same as the framers had. If you're, you know, military veterans, we're like the framers. Lots of people here are like the framers. You either think that way or you act that way or you do both. And there's actually more of us than there are of them. They're just louder. And this is the thing you have to keep in the back of your mind. They're not correct. Everything they talk about, everything they say, consists of taking your freedom in one way, shape, or form. If they take your money, which you worked for, that means you work for free, right? That's taking your freedom. If they tell you that you have to put up with this or that, that's taking your freedom. If they tell you that, you know, that gender is actually a construct, they're trying to get you to comply forcefully with this, with something that goes against science, while at the same time, if we get out there and say, I don't believe in, you know, climate change, they call us science deniers. You're on the right side of history. You have the winning argument. So if you choose to, if you get in their face back, be prepared for everything that comes with it, but you have the winning argument. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump praising the work being done on the coronavirus in the United States. The president giving credit to medical professionals and scientists assigned to the illness while taking a tour of CDC's headquarters in Atlanta.
Everyone's relying on us. The world is relying on us. They've done an incredible job in a very condensed period of time.
President Trump continues.
We don't know how many people have this, aren't going to see a doctor, aren't going to see a hospital. And the higher that number is, the better the number is from the standpoint of death, the death count. They get better without seeing doctors, without seeing hospitals.
273,000 jobs were created in February across the country, up from 165,000 predicted. The unemployment rate remains at an all-time 50-year low at 3.5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, with Bloomberg dropping out of the Democratic presidential race, Bloomberg News announces that they will again resume normal coverage of the election. But for Bloomberg News, normal coverage means constant attacks on President Donald Trump, particularly his economic policies to influence the election. I don't know exactly how you do, how you put a story out that it's bad when everybody that reads the news is going to say, but it's good. You know, it's not my news organization. Bloomberg blew a $570 million hole in his wallet on his campaign and only competed in Super Tuesday. That's it. He spent $570 million. That's more than Donald Trump spent his entire election. To win American Samoa, which I know Samoans. I've served with Samoans. Great people. I don't know why they voted for Bloomberg, but, you know, whatever. It isn't just his massive ad campaign that's trying to make Americans feel the country is heading in the wrong direction. He has 2,700 reporters, and they're also working hard to attack Trump. A couple of weekends ago, right before the coronavirus gyrations in the stock market, Bloomberg News headlines included, "All the way stock market bulls have gone off the rails again." Also, in hot U.S. jobs market, half of college grads are missing out. And China trade war walloped more than half of U.S. states in 2019. Not a single positive story on the economy. And that's supposed to be the wheelhouse of Bloomberg News. The economy. And these stories don't just run on Bloomberg's news website. The similar stories also run on Bloomberg TV and Bloomberg Business Week. And then they get reused by places like Yahoo Finance, which I know every one of you go to every day. What are you going to do at lunchtime, Johnny? I'm going to go look at me some Bloomberg, some Yahoo Finance. Trying to be sarcastic there. The articles interpret information in the most negative way possible. Salaries for everyone are going up, and the poorest people have seen the largest percentage increase in wages. So, Bloomberg's reporters are now finding a way to be upset about the shrinking inequality by saying, but in recent years, while high school graduates have seen a sharp pickup in earnings, the lower earning half of college graduates haven't, and the gap between them now is the smallest in 15 years. Instead of proclaiming that college grads are missing out, the headline could celebrate that high school grads are not being left behind. That's what I would do. It may also sound bad that more than 4 in 10 recent graduates are working in jobs that don't usually require a college degree. But this is still more than a several percentage point improvement over what it was in 2016, and it might tell us more about what majors people study in college, which that actually has a lot of bearing on it. Stock market soared about 60% between Election Day 2016 and then these stories ran, and when these stories ran. But the Bloomberg staff attributes it to things beyond the realm of rationality. Not everyone agrees. In 2019, only 80 CEOs of the S&P 500 produced personal holdings in the businesses they led. There is no evidence that the trend is changing in 2020. The people with the most knowledge of their companies aren't reducing their personal stakes. This is an indication of strength within their companies. There is no way to put a dollar figure on the value of these stories to Bloomberg's and the Democrats' campaigns. Not really. And with Bloomberg's news operation focusing on financial issues, you can't expect them to ignore how the economy is doing right now, but still, there's no way that the government can oversee whether there's a political bias in news stories. There's also, believe it or not, plenty of negative opinion pieces on Trump where the criticism is pretty over the top. Same weekend's opinion headlines read, "An unrestrained Trump may end up trapping himself." "Trump is already making stuff up about voter fraud." And "Trump's tariffs haven't rescued American steel." Bloomberg's news operations have tried to circumvent campaign finance laws by promising not to investigate either Bloomberg or his Democratic rivals for the nomination. But over the weekend, Bloomberg's operation had a tough news story entitled "Klobuchar's Rise Brings New Scrutiny to Record as Prosecutor." Then there was also a news piece on "Bloomberg Faces Attacks from Democrats as He Rises in Polls." But arguably it gave short shrift to the most damaging attacks. In a 2015 audio recording, Bloomberg claimed 95% of your murderers and murder victims fit one MO. And you can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They're all male, minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York. That's true in virtually every city. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. A la Stop and Frisk. But, this was Bloomberg, their boss, being interviewed by something, and he put this out there, and it's immortalized now. But the Bloomberg-run story only had this to say. Bloomberg said the best way to reduce gun violence among young minority men was to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. Now, there was a deeper problem with Bloomberg's private, unguarded comments that he made. The absurd claim, in virtually every city, 95% of murderers are young minority men. It is one thing to say that minorities commit crimes at relatively high rates compared to white people. Still, it is something quite different to claim that minorities commit virtually all murders. Hispanics in the gangs do it, too. 84% of all homicides are drug-related. Bloomberg is currently paying social media influencers to make him look cool, and his money is influencing social media in other ways. Andre Fields of Fair Fight Action, a left-leaning voting rights organization, tweeted on February 10th that Bloomberg is a true terrorist for his comments on minority males, but then immediately deleted the tweet. It is only too likely that Bloomberg's $5 million in funding for the group put pressure on Fields to reconsider that tweet. Democratic presidential candidates like Biden and Sanders want to bar corporate money from federal politics and set up public financing of campaigns to varying degrees, but there's no way of accounting for the far-reaching influence of Bloomberg and his $60 billion fortune. What we do know is you can spend $578 million and only win American Samoa. And this, I'm not even taking into account the rest of the mainstream media and how they cover this, which, for all practical reasons, it's a donation to the Democratic Party. So, the money that he spent out of his own fortune is no different from what all the majors have spent. But it comes down to this, you know, he will continue to try to influence things. The only problem is that even when he is successful, like in Virginia, that action that he gets out of that, that's gonna promote a equal but opposite reaction. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, the Democratic Party right now is like a wounded animal, and wounded animals are very, very, very dangerous. In pain and desperation, a wounded animal will do very violent things. And it shouldn't seem like a coincidence to you, knowing this, that Joe Biden's big win on Super Tuesday was then followed very shortly afterwards by Chuck Schumer threatening conservative members of the Supreme Court that were appointed by Trump. Not that they were the only conservative members of the Supreme Court. There were other conservative members of the Supreme Court, but the ones appointed by Trump, he mentioned by name. And he said, you will not know what hit you. Now, the Democrats in the deep state needed a first-class warrior, and what they've got is Joe Biden. And this is a walking advertisement for Alzheimer's awareness. In his best days, Joe Biden was the political equivalent of Jack McCall shooting his adversaries in the back. And when he wasn't using his position of power for financial gain or stealing other people's words, he was helping his family line their own pockets. And today, he's just a disoriented and stumbling shell of an unimportant political hack who looks on in confusion while his wife does all of his fighting for him. If you've ever sat back and said to yourself, what happens to the shriveled soul of a lifetime liar and Democratic swindler? Then all you got to do is look at old Joe. He's a walking, talking effigy of Democratic corruption and amorality. He's what the Democratic Party usually keeps far off the main stage for the back alley entertainment, and now he's the main event. And there's no amount of stick prodding by Donna Brazile or Tom Perez that's going to turn Joe Biden into Fred Astaire. He is a freak show carnival attraction at best. Amazing onlookers by his ability to occasionally jumble audible words together into a sentence. The Democrats needed a man who could command a movement. And all they have now is a man who could barely control his own. And we should not make the mistake of sitting here and saying to ourselves, although I believe it is strongly the case. See, I've always thought Trump was going to win the presidency. I always thought that. As soon as he got out there and started talking, I knew that he was resonating. And I still think he resonates today, and that's obvious. But for us to sit here and say he's got it in the bag, I think is a very dangerous move for us to make, simply because we need to respect our opponents. And Trump has an amazing array of villains acting in concert to take him down. He's got the Democratic Party, which has most of the permanent bureaucratic deep state, as well as the stealthy anti-Trump Republicans. They got Wall Street and Russia and Iran, China, Venezuela, cosmopolitan Europe, global warming doomsayers, the Middle East worst terrorists, and the domestic Antifa terrorists here at home that are all working actively to dislodge Trump from the White House. Now, in the past, the former chiefs of the various intelligence agencies and clandestine services retired into relative obscurity, cognizant that duty commanded their silent withdrawal into the pages of history. Not Obama's people. After orchestrating a coup against the American president, it's not unusual to see the former heads of Obama's CIA, FBI, and NSC all tirelessly justifying their criminal acts on cable news each night. The corporate news media and institutional government have spent years trying to gin up enough hysteria in the nation that mock beheadings of the president and ritual reenactment of his assassination during summer theater might lead the people, the American people, to clamor for the real thing. So, no. The 2020 election will not be over until all the votes have been counted on November 3rd, and it becomes clear that we have successfully preserved Western civilization for at least a little while longer from this most recent manifestation of Vienna's bloody 1683 siege. All I'm saying is that Joe Biden was never meant to be the establishment's champion for resurrecting their oligarchic power. They wanted a formidable presidential nominee, someone who could check all the right identity politics boxes while stringing words together that were substantively meaningless while singularly inspiring, like hope and change. Instead, and this is at the behest of the establishment, instead they've got a politician who is past his sell-by date. Way past it. That's a problem. But it's all they got. You know, he sounds less creme de la creme and more soused in creme de mint. The Democratic Party may depend on Dem voters to win elections, but running dead candidates is quite another thing altogether. So, right now, just because the cable news anchors and the carnival clowns are all high-fiving each other and cheering for managing to narrowly prevent a communist disciple of Stalin and Castro from sewing up the Democratic nomination for president before the beginning of this month, don't forget how disappointed they are at heart. If Biden goes on to clinch the nomination, the Democratic Party will have managed to take all the aloof, plain, manila folder blandness of John Kerry and combine it with the alertness and energy of a nursing home after pill rounds. This is the guy who the commentary is celebrating right now. The guy Obama and the gang blocked from running in 2016 because they felt him not quite up to the challenge. And that's when he was 4 years younger. He was the vice president during the slowest economic recovery since the Great Depression. He was the wordsmith who marveled at Obama for being strangely articulate for a black guy. And the obtrusive shoulder rubber whose chief political instinct was to sniff the hair of the wives and daughters of the White House officials and visiting dignitaries. Can you imagine being in such dire straits because of the previous Democratic president so hollowed out the party's future by losing over 1,000 elected officials across the country during his time in office, that the last great hope to beat Trump this year is just hoping to make it to bed each afternoon before saying something so inappropriate or illogical or ridiculous that Red Bernie becomes the Democrats' dear leader by default. For every moment of his few wakeful hours, his handlers have to be on constant guard against the possibility that a voice in Biden's head will scream, "Oh, look, a young child with wonderful smelling hair." See, that's the difference between "Come back, Joe," which would be more like "Come back, Joe." The Democrats in the deep state have spent the last 4 years constructing the greatest wag-the-dog spectacle America has ever seen in an attempt to cover up the malfeasance and criminality of this last administration, while preventing the current one from achieving too many victories. When you consider that Brennan and Comey are still free and Obama and Hillary are still smiling, they have been quite successful at that. But the Mueller obfuscation and the Schiff circus are behind us, the dance music of delay is dying down, and the Democrats and the deep state's ability to keep pushing back their day of reckoning is coming to an end. If they don't win in 2020, they cannot keep justice at bay, regardless of how stacked in their favor it has always been in the past. And that's their problem. So, they're going to have to, you know, that's why they're embracing Bernie's Green New Deal and Warren's Medicare for All and Beto's door-to-door gun confiscation. Nothing says electable centrist Democrat like that. Headed for hour number three, going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.